Hey, bitch.
How's life?
Life is amazing. Are you gonna tell me your joke?
Bitch, we're not doing the jokes anymore.
Why?
Because I'll be doing them forever.
No. I would get it eventually. I just like them.
Why do you like them?
Because they're dumb.
I don't have a joke for you this week. I don't have a joke for you.
Do you know how depressing that is? I look forward to this joke every week. That's like when a kid on Santa Claus, Hanukkah. Like, it's like heartbreaking.
I mean, you know, I'm trying to phase the joke thing out.
Why?
Because it's just getting kind of old, I feel.
It's okay, don't do it. I don't want you to do it. You hurt my feelings.
I already have.
I'm not answering it.
What's a foot
long? I'm not answering it. I'm not answering it. It's fine. We're jokeless.
What's a foot long and slippery?
It doesn't matter. I'm not answering it.
I'm going to answer it. You don't know it.
Bitch, I'm going to fucking throw your phone.
It's a slipper. Ba-boom, ching. Okay. Want another one?
No, you ruined it for me. I'm big mad. I'm big motherfucking mad.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Why don't you make a joke then, bitch?
It's fine. You know what? I'll go ahead. I'll go ahead and find a joke. Don't worry.
You're gonna find a joke right now.
I will. Go ahead. But we can... Let's roll into the topic, sis.
Well, then you're gonna interrupt my topic with your stupid joke.
I'm not. I'm gonna let you talk. Don't worry. And then when you take a breath in between you speaking, I'll say it.
I'm not taking a breath.
Because you're gonna talk a lot. You're gonna talk a lot anyway.
Well, first things first.
First things first on the release. I want to
just do a little rant about the fucking Peach Pass. Because... I don't see the point of it being... why is there just... So, how it works, essentially, is it just... Is it closed off because it goes... It's only one thing. It's not, like, two things. Like, there's not one that goes north, one that goes south. It's just one.
No, it's just one. So, the way it works...
So, basically, when south is closed, north is open. When north is open, north is south.
So, like, you know how, like, rush hour traffic, like, people are going south into the city?
Yeah.
That's when the Peach Pass is open for you to be able to use it. So, it only goes south in the morning. So, like, rush hour morning traffic. So,
it only flows in one direction at a time.
And then I think at, like, 12 o'clock it closes down. And then it doesn't reopen until 1 to, like, let south traffic go down, like, filter out. And then it reopens, but it goes the other way.
Exactly. That's the dumbest thing. That's the dumbest. Why is it just one? Why is there just one? There needs to be one specifically for south and one for west.
For west. You don't even know your directions, girl.
I'm just really irritated because I was in traffic forever.
But, all right, really so here's the real question. Do you even have a Peach Pass?
No, but I'm not going to get one.
So then why are you even mad?
Because of the simple fact that I go to school in Atlanta, so therefore I can utilize the Peach Pass. But what if it's closed during the time that I want to go home, I would be pissed.
But you go home when typical rush hour traffic is, right?
Exactly. On Tuesdays and Thursdays.
So then it's going to work for you. No. It would work for you whenever you want
to. How much is it? It's like $1.
You pay like $20 like initiation fee, I think, something like that. And then you pay based on your usage.
It's fucking stupid.
It's actually amazing.
I hate it.
I have one.
Do you?
I do.
Well, you should have one.
I do.
Because you're always in Atlanta.
I do.
I'm only there that bitch twice a week.
Maybe you should go to Atlanta more.
For what? What is Atlanta for me?
I moved out of
Atlanta for a reason.
A plethora of options. You can get food. You can go to the park.
I can do that here. I can do that here.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. What's so unique about Atlanta?
It's just, I feel like there's just more things. There's more options of the same thing to do.
More options of the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, there's more food options.
Like? What can I get?
Well, like, what are you feeling? Like, tell me a food that you like.
I like Thai food.
You like Thai food? I don't, so I don't know any Thai places.
That was the whole point of this conversation. You know?
They got Yelp, though. Let's see.
Yelp. I am Yelp.
Let's see. Girl, that's what you sound like in bed. That's what Jelani sounds like in bed.
That was a dog.
If I was to, like, imagine if you made dog noises or animal noises. That's like a thing, I'm sure. All right, so let's look up this Yelp thing. Hold on one second. So we are in our location that is in a suburb of Atlanta. We're going to look up Thai food. Thai. Let's see. Let's see their options. They have, okay, so there's 20 options in the greater area.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like a 5 miles. Let's see if we can do it based on miles. Okay, so... All right, so there's 15, right?
Okay.
So we're going to go to... We'll do it in Midtown.
Why would I go where the gays are?
Girl, because you are gay. The fuck you mean? All right, so there's 45 options in Midtown. It's a double.
But they all do the same thing.
They all do the same thing. But we love options.
I have options.
You could go to Piedmont Park if you want to right after you eat.
No.
Yes, you could. The hall is insane. You can go down the belt. You sound very antisocial. I feel like you just, if it's outside of your bed, like, you just don't want to do it.
I go through phases when I want to be around humans. And that phase is not in session right now.
Not right now. So the season right now is...
Is leave me the fuck alone.
Oh, okay, so then where you at is perfect. So you're at the perfect place that you need to be at.
The perfect place.
The perfect. Okay, well, I mean, I feel like Atlanta's more fun because you have more options to do whatever. There's different types of people you can hang out with. Like, if you live in a suburb of Atlanta, there's not really much you can do.
People who live in the suburbs like to mind their business.
They don't.
They really don't.
They have nothing else to do.
Exactly. Besides spy on other people. But it's cool. It's whatever. But regardless of the fact, the Peach Pass is stupid. They needs to be...
The Peach Pass allows you to get home. All right, to Atlanta quicker or get home.
A south. Like the HOV lane. There's one going south and one going
north. Well, fuck all that. They really just need to... If we're going to be talking about this, they need a transportation system. Bitch, imagine if there was, like, a train station that went up all the way up 75, all up 85, all the way up 400.
Well, that's not gonna work.
Do you know how fucking amazing that would be?
It'd be great, but they voted against that, so...
We're not there yet. We will be.
You think so? I don't think they'll ever get to that point.
You said what?
I don't think that North Georgia will ever get to that point. Because their whole stupid reasoning. But it's whatever.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, I guess. This is like a noose on my foot. My bracelet looks like a noose. Wow, this is problematic.
Traumatic. So, no peach pass for you.
No peach pass for me, sis.
What would make you get a peach pass?
If it was always open.
Always open.
North and South were always open.
Always open.
Always open.
Oh, why don't you just do it then? Why don't you just go into the peach pass whenever the fuck you want? Who's stopping you?
There's closures, but
you could drive through.
Oh, fuck if
you
car.
Are you that bitch? Are you car. That bitch?
I am not.
Are you that bitch?
I'm not. Okay. I'm not a criminal.
You should do it. You only live once.
Poor Zeus would look ugly.
See how fast you can maneuver around traffic if you're going north and they're going south, bitch. I bet you move so quick.
It promotes me to die.
Look, I'm here for a good time, okay?
Not a long time.
It'd be an iconic moment in your life. It's something you'd talk about forever.
I've done that before on accident. When I went to New York and I drove.
Down a one-way?
I drove down the wrong side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
And cars were not stopping for me.
Fun fact, Jelani can't see.
I can't see? You guys, Prone can see out of my glasses.
Oh, I see so much
Prone shit. Doesn't wear glasses or contacts, which means he drives... blind.
Mm-hmm.
Who can't see?
I look good.
I have little contacts in.
Look at her little contacts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No, bitch. You need to go to the eye doctor.
One day.
Soon.
Not today.
Your eyesight is going to get worse and worse.
That's fine. I want to go get LASIK. You want to come with me?
I'm getting it.
When?
My job's going to pay for it.
I didn't ask you that. I said, when are you getting it
this
done?
Summer.
See, these types of people, Jelani is this types of person. This types of person. Oh. He just feels the need to, like, let people know. Did I ask about your job paying for it? No, I didn't. I said when.
The summer. I'm getting it in the summer. Thanks to my job, because they're paying for it.
That's all I asked for. I asked for when you're getting it. Didn't ask how.
I didn't ask how.
I mean, can we give Jelani an applause? Everybody, his job is paying for it. His job is paying for his eyes.
My new eyes.
Okay.
I'm going to get them fucking blue, too.
I'm sure you will.
I wouldn't.
Can you do, like, Hazel?
Anyway, so I want to talk about insecurities growing up. I hate... Mm-mm.
You hate...
Make sure your eyes match your face. If they're...
Or your teeth match your face. Lips match your teeth.
We're going to talk about insecurities growing up.
Let's go.
What was your insecurity growing up?
My insecurity growing up... my insecurity growing up, so back in the day, actually still, when I was really little, I think when I was one or two, I had a stroke when I was little.
Yeah.
I think I talked to you about this.
Of course I know.
So I, like...
Well, the way I found out was just not...
Wasn't it in the rafting?
No, it was Taco Mac.
I don't remember.
And you were writing.
And you're like,
why the fuck are you writing with your left hand? Are you stupid?
And I was like,
and then you go, no, I had a stroke. And I was like, great, now I'm going to hell.
So I had a stroke when I was little. I was in physical therapy for like 13 years. So in between that time, I had to wear a brace on my right leg and on my right hand to be able to even like hold anything or to be able to walk right.
Yeah.
And ride a bike or
do anything.
Really. Basically, do anything. So, I would walk around school with that on, and I guess my thing is that you can't really tell unless you, like, really pay attention, and, like, I don't have feeling in my right leg as much, in my right hand
right. And
arm, so when I would, like, play sports or hang out with kids, they would look at me and be like, what is going on? Like, why can't you, like, throw a ball or anything like that? Like, why do you look crazy? Like, my wonky arm, and I would have to tell them. It was very weird.
It's very awkward.
Like, conversation to have, because, like...
Just as a child, like... You know,
yeah.
Like going through that, like you're constantly asking yourself, like, why me? Like, why did this happen to me?
Yeah. So that, like, bothered me. And then in between that, like, I would go to physical therapy after class Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah.
So.
Kids are dicks.
I would, like, try to, like, they would always be like, why aren't you here? Like, what are you doing? And I would have to tell them. And it was just like a weird.
Then they don't understand. They're just asking.
Yeah.
You know. They want to be nosy.
Of course they want to be nosy.
But kids.
But, like, I guess that was my biggest insecurity growing up, and it still is kind of an insecurity. Like, I have, not that I have to tell people, but
yeah. If
somebody, like, notices something, like, sometimes my hands do, like, my right hand does, like, weird shit. Like, fingers do weird shit. I'm, like, really thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's weird. And, like, people notice it, and they're like, what the fuck is wrong with your fingers? And I'm like, ugh, why do I have to tell you?
How about you just mind your business,
mind your fucking
bitch.
Business. Exactly.
Well, my fingers are getting ready to slap you in the face.
Yes.
I'm just trying to prevent them from doing
that. Exactly. So that was my biggest insecurity growing up.
Kids are evil. Like, I mean, they don't do it on purpose. They do it because, like, they don't know any better. But
yeah.
At the end of the day, it's just like, goddamn, bitch, like, stop asking me these questions.
But it comes in with a whole mindset of, like, mind your business. Stay
yeah,
in your lane.
Stay
like,
in your lane.
That's why.
I just know my child's gonna be nosy as fuck. Nosy to a fucking T.
Bitch. But is that your biggest insecurity?
My child being nosy?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. So what?
I don't have a child.
You will one day.
Yeah, one day. I don't want my child to be stupid.
Your child is not going to be dumb.
I know he won't be.
Oh, is it he?
Yeah.
Oh, we're not having a daughter?
No.
As in, you're not having a daughter?
I'm not having a daughter.
Oh, okay.
I'm having a son.
Yeah. Oh, so we're picking and choosing now.
I want a designer.
He's getting a designer baby. Like, he's going to a car dealership and picking out a car.
With what kind of
like leather he wants on the inside, what kind of color he wants on the outside, what type of rims.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. So get ready. He coming. Not anytime soon.
So what was your biggest insecurity, friends?
My nose.
What's wrong? What's
like, well, I mean, growing up, I guess, like, me... Growing up in the suburbs and being mostly around, like, white people, I guess, not just my nose, like, I guess being black was just a huge issue for me, like, because, I mean, at the end of the day, like, the black friends that I did have, it was more of a, like, why do you talk like that? Why do you act like this, you know?
So you said your, like, black friends asked you that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean.
Why?
Because they were, you know, country bumpkins.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I guess me growing up the way I grew up and the way they grew up, it was just more like, oh, like, I don't know. I wouldn't call them ghetto. But, I mean, they were just.
They were saying that the reason why they were asking you why you talk like that is because you talk white.
That's what they would say.
I talk white.
Which is so annoying. Like, sorry that I'm educated and I know how to read.
Yeah.
And, you know, this and third. But whatever, yeah. So that, I mean, growing up, it was more difficult for me to cope with. Only mm-hmm. because, like I said, I had mostly white friends. So it wasn't until I was finished with high school that I started to have more black friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, because I was so uncultured growing up, like, You think my music is bad, like, now?
Y'all, side note real quick, Jelani's music is, like, choice of music is trash.
I listen to, like, another crazy
stuff. I don't even know. Yeah. Honestly, like, he'll, like, play like, music that we don't even know.
I love all the punk rock bands growing up. Fucking All Time Low. Dance, Gavin, Dance. Fucking...
I don't know who that is. Who the fuck is Dance?
Sevenfold.
Oh, like, I know them.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Skillet. All kinds of stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But now, you know, that I'm more comfortable with myself, I don't really... Basically, what I was doing back then was trying to fit in. And I was trying too hard. Like,
but did you enjoy that music, though?
I mean, I still enjoy the music. It's just, like, I wouldn't listen to rap music. Or I wouldn't say certain things. Or
why? Or
certain people. Because, I guess it was, like, more of, like, I was really uncultured growing up.
Is it you being... So, you, would it be more of you just didn't know that that was an option for you to listen to?
I mean, I felt like I said, not until high school.
Okay.
I felt like it was more option then. But by the time high school came, like, I was more already stuck in my ways. So I wasn't really interested. I mean, granted, I didn't have black friends growing up, but the black friends that I did have, they had very similar tastes to me. Mm. So.
But that type of stuff, like, makes you the person that you are now.
Yeah, I would say so. But now I feel like I'm more cultured now. I'm not afraid to be black. I'm so, like, pro-black now. I'm comfortable in my own skin and...
What does being black mean to you?
Bitch, I don't even fucking know. There's so many things that I can do that other people cannot. Like, I don't know. I can wear... beautiful colors, not look washed out. Or I can, you know, say nigga if I want to. People still do it who are not black, but that's for a later discussion. And I don't know, I can just do a lot of things that, you know, I don't know, I just feel like black culture is just so, like, unique. Like, nobody can do it better. And I feel like it's the same with any culture, like, Hispanic culture, like, they can do what they do the best, because that's
who they are.
Right, that's who they are at the end of the day. So, yeah, I wasn't always like this. And plus, when I was younger, I was really fucking skinny, too. It was just horrible, horrible.
Now she's thick in all the right places. But okay, I want to go back, because I'm very interested in knowing now, like, what does it mean, like, the things that you told me that being black means to you?
I mean, being like, black, I feel like, being carefree, like, being black, but I mean...
I want you to, like, think about it, because the stuff that you gave me is just, like...
Jokey stuff.
Yeah, it's jokey stuff, but I want to know what it really means to you. This is a very big impact on you.
I mean, growing up, like, I still dress the same, like...
Yeah.
But, I mean, growing up black and gay, it was just very off-putting for me. Like, it wasn't very comfortable. I never felt like I was in a comfortable environment.
Yeah.
Until, like, I made more black friends. Like, mm-hmm. I felt like I could be myself.
Mm-hmm.
After seeing other people, you know, be unapologetically black.
Every time you say you know, I don't really know. So
well,
I need
you
to,
don't know.
Oh, but, yeah, so I need you to stop saying that.
What do you want me to say? Like,
bitch, I want you to be more like... I want you to be more into.
I mean, I feel like if I just go deeper and deeper, we're gonna be talking forever.
That's what I love to. I love to hear you talk.
Well, I mean,
a bitch loves to hear himself talk.
I don't really like. What do you want to know?
I don't know. Like, this is obviously it's like a big deal to you, I guess.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I made it very. It was very important to me to talk a certain way, to dress a certain way, so that way I would fit in with the white people that I went to school with.
Okay.
So, now, clearly, I don't have that many white friends. I have one.
Hi.
I mean, I don't have that many, no. What other white friends do I have?
I don't know who you hang out with.
Exactly. You're like my only, yeah. That's the way it is. I mean... I don't know. I don't really care to, like, try and fit into the norm.
You don't need to.
And I don't. So, back then, like, that was a very big thing for me. Like, I had to do whatever it took to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just like, fuck that. I am who I am at the end of the day.
And that's where it's gonna be.
You don't like it, then it's not my business. Your problems with me are not my problems.
Mind your business.
Those are your problems. Okay?
Okay.
What else? What you got for us?
Well, I had an idea and you shot it down.
Did I?
You did. It's okay, though.
Wait, now I'm confused. What? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't shoot it down.
I just, like, all right, so one, I don't, like, I don't, okay, so when it comes to, like, TV shows and everything like that, I don't ever, like, read into more than what it is, like, surface level, but this is also an issue because I'm, like, I don't want to put any more effort into it, right? So, I guess talking about Queer Eye, I was talking to you about this.
Yeah.
Like, I felt as though it's, like, a bad representation of, like, gay and queer life.
How so?
I just feel like they picked five guys that are, like, very generic, like, characteristics of what society says a gay man is.
But I think the exact opposite. Because none of them are the same at all.
I don't think none of them are the same, but, like, they picked, like, characteristics. Like, they have a designer, right? They have somebody that likes to cook. They have somebody that does hair. They have somebody that's, like, more, I can't think of the word. But, like, deals with, like, your inner emotions. I can't fucking think of the word.
Oh, what is his title? Culture?
Is that what his thing is? His
grandma's title, yeah.
Is it really? Culture.
Yeah. I think they just didn't know what to do with him, really, but...
And then they have the one that dresses...
The one that dresses.
The dresses well, yeah.
They all have names. Okay, so
I don't
if
pay
you
attention.
Don't watch Queer Eye.
Okay, so here's
Tan
let's talk about this. That Perone doesn't really know names like that. I can never tell you somebody's name. I can tell you faces. I don't know people's names.
So Tan is the guy who does the clothing.
Yep.
The fashion. Anthony is the guy who does the cooking.
Oh, I only know Anthony like that because I think he's really cute.
Something's off about his... Whatever, it's fine. And then there is Karamo, who I guess is there for the culture and the talks.
Yeah.
You know, the one-on-one talks.
Which I find is very funny because he was on a show with I Love New York. Or with New York.
You don't know... See, and that's the thing. You don't know these people, where they come from.
I did not know that.
But before that, he was famous before that.
Yeah, I didn't know. I just, like, I found this all out the other day.
I mean, that show was stupid, but Karamo is originally from the real world.
And oh, really?
He later branched off into, like... be an activist.
Okay.
And then you have Bobby Burke, who is the interior designer, and then you have Jonathan Van Ness, who is the hairstylist.
Yeah.
But all these people before the show all like had something to do with gay culture.
No,
I don't know, and it's not just, I won't say it's a negative depiction of gay people, because I feel like it gives people the freedom to be who they really want to be. Like, Jonathan Van Ness, you know.
I don't have a problem with what they do on the show. I just feel like they picked, like, five characteristics of what society thinks a gay man is. Like, they... Somebody that knows how to style well. Somebody that knows how to cook. Like, being a gay man, you don't need to be knowing how to do all those things. I don't know. And then
that's
feel like...
each of them stay in their own lane.
But I understand... Yeah. I get that. But, like, think about people in, like, middle America type of deal... Like, they're going to expect, if they watch that show, which I doubt that they would, like, that's what they're going to assume every gay man is going to be about.
Each one of those five characteristics?
Yeah, like, a gay man has to be able to know how to dress, has to know how to cook, has to be able to know how to, like, deal with interpersonal issues. Like, I just felt like that's what, like,
the message was. How many episodes have you watched?
All of them.
So, I don't feel like that's right, though, because I feel like... with that show, it even with the gay people, they don't know what the fuck they're doing half the time.
Yeah, I know.
So they're just, it's more of, like I said, the original Queer Eye, for the straight guy, not queer as folk.
Yeah. I was so confused with that.
Was the same concept, it's just, it was literally the same thing.
Yeah.
This one is just better because we're seeing other races. We're not just seeing white people, you know, mm-hmm. help other people of other races, stuff like that. Like, these people that usually help are either, like, closed-minded or they're going through some kind of issue or stuff like that. Like, I don't know. I don't feel like they're depicted in, like, the normal gay. Because I'm sure, like, I don't know. Like,
well, but I do appreciate is that they're all in relationships. Like, they're in a relationship and, like, two of them are married. Couldn't tell you the names.
Karamo's married.
Karamo's married.
Tan is married.
Tan is married. And so is the designer.
Bobby Burke is married.
Bobby married. Yeah. And Karamo has kids.
Yeah, Karamo has kids, yeah.
So, I mean, I was like, that to me, like, looking into that light, I was like, oh my god, like, that is so cute.
Yeah. I feel like they...
There's things that I like about that show, and then there's things that I don't like, and that's, like, something that I don't like about that show.
There's really nothing that I don't like about this show. I think it's a very good show. I mean, I wish it was more educational, But, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like it's a good start in the right direction, because there's not any shows that are like that.
Yeah.
And then when Queer Eye for the Straight Guy was a thing, like, I don't even know how, I mean, it was a good show. I never really watched it, but like I said, this one just, they go through different lengths. And what I love about this show particularly is that when they go to these really uncomfortable places,
yeah,
they are always themselves.
They don't change up. They don't get switched.
Like, yeah. when Jonathan Van Ness, when they all went to that bar and he was, you know, he didn't change, like, his looks. He acted like himself.
But here's the thing. Would you act the same way if you didn't have a camera crew and, like, five other people with you? Like, you know how, like, when me and you go out to a bar, right?
Yeah.
Or, like, me, you, and Tyler go out to a bar.
Yeah.
Like, we're gonna act, like, our energy together is like, okay, like, this is, like, to me, it's like, it's family, like, I'm gonna act whatever way I want to.
Yeah.
But are you gonna do that by yourself? Would you act the same way?
Why would you not?
Bitch. What do you mean, why wouldn't you act like that? If you're going to a bar where we go out and, like, say we go out to, like, Berkshire or something, right?
Yeah.
We have, like, a different energy than when we go to...
Like a straight bar?
Not a straight bar, but, like, just anywhere in general. You're not going to be out here acting like a hot-ass mess, like, jumping on top of a car or anything like that, you know?
Yes, you guys would.
We would not.
I wish you guys could see my face right now. I'm very shocked.
Would you? Do you really think we would?
Bitch, yes!
Oh, okay.
You guys have, like... I feel like between the three of us, like, of course, you and Tyler are way more, like, active than me, but we are all unapologetically ourselves.
Like, but I feel like, would I act like that? Would Tyler act like that by himself? Would you act like that by yourself?
Yes. I full on believe Tyler would act like that. I feel like you would act like that. I feel like I would act the same way by ourselves. I feel like in the situation, I mean, I don't really speak much when I am out, so
we have a very good, like, balance. There's, like, a very good, like, balance with us.
Like, we all, like, we all complement each other very well.
Yes, we do.
Yes, that is what I would say. But, yeah I mean, I feel like no matter what kind of situation we're in, like, especially if we're, like, out and about, it's not anything, like, professional, we act the same everywhere we go. Especially you two. Tyler's going to get in the car regardless of where he is.
Yeah.
I mean, people are still judging no matter where you go.
Exactly. It's so much fun to make them judge.
It's just, yeah. So you guys give no fucks. Which is a good thing.
Unapologetically us.
I feel like that's a good, really good trait to have. Like, people don't have that. Because, like, people are scared to be judged for being who they really are. And that's what I like about Queer Eye. They're all unapologetically themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That was cute.
It was cute. You want to talk about something else?
I think that was it, right? Did I say anything? Did I put anything else in the notes?
You put pet names.
Oh, I love pet names. But I only like it with, like, I just want it to be weird. I want it to be super weird.
See, I'm fine with somebody calling me baby, babe.
No.
Don't call me sugar bear.
No, I don't want you to call me that. I want you to call me, like, picture frame or basketball or something weird.
See, no.
Why not?
You completely lost me now.
Why?
Why?
That is so special to me. Like, say something. Call me, like, carpet roll.
For what?
Bitch, because nobody else. That means he's never calling anybody else a fucking carpet roll because they're going to look up sideways. Bitch, I know that I'm the only one he's calling carpet roll.
Yes, I'm sure. What is a carpet roll?
Bitch, it doesn't matter. It's between the two of you. It could be whatever the fuck you want.
You like inside pet names, but that doesn't make any sense.
How does that not make sense?
Picture frame.
It doesn't make sense to you.
Can you imagine? I would be completely fucking embarrassed if my boyfriend said, picture frame. Like, if I'm out and about, I'm like.
I would be like a dog, like, I'll be like, guess coming.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I would just keep it fucking
Why?
Walking. I would die. That's so embarrassing.
I'm here for it.
Look. Like, why is this? What the fuck? Picture frame. Like, no. Don't call me an inanimate object. My name is Jelani. You call me Jelani. Babe or baby, that's it. Don't call me nothing else. Don't call me no...
It's time. Dang, we spoke...
Don't do that.
We spoke so long.
We spoke so long.
Do you hear how I'm saying that? We spoke. Who says that?
You. But yeah, don't make no fucking pet name for me. Pet names are a no. Unless they're very simple. Nothing too crazy. But other than that, that's really all that I got
for the day or whatever.
That's for this.
I do have an announcement.
Jelani's pregnant.
Gotta be in a relationship to be pregnant, but whatever, it's fine. Okay. We are officially on Stitcher. So Stitcher is basically... I was going to add it in there, but...
No, it's real.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Oh, we're officially on Stitcher, which is basically another podcast streaming app. So the podcast will be, not changing. It'll just be going in a better direction. We're getting bigger. We're getting, on new platforms, and we're just taking over the world. Slowly but surely, one podcast streaming service at a time.
One headphone pair at a time.
One headphone pair at a time. What? What does that mean?
Like one listener.
Oh, yeah. One listener at a time.
You gotta listen to it through like headphones, Bluetooth speakers, whatever the fuck you listen to, one of those at a time.
True tea. Okay. But how Stitcher works is essentially it links all your podcasts that you love to one app. It is premium, so the app is free to listen to, but if you want to listen to it without ads and commercials, you could basically just pay for it. You don't have to pay for it because, why do you listen for free? But we are still going to be on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and if wherever you get your podcast shows from, we're just adding another one to the list, which is Stitcher. So it's an app. You can download it in the App Store and also in the Google Play Store and wherever else you get your apps. Microsoft phones.
I just want to say, Jelani, you have a great advertising voice. So if nothing works out,
I would never.
Just advertise.
Yes. But yeah, that's it. Don't forget to
rate, follow, like, us. Subscribe.
Subscribe to us, and we'll be back next week. Oh, shit. You can follow us on Instagram at @2gayspod. I'm trying to be more active, but you know how that goes. We have a Facebook page. I will put that also down in the description below. And then our personal pages for Instagram, which are Jelani Mir and Poppy Perrone on Instagram. And that's listed on top of the artwork.
Yes.
And that's it. Okay. We out of here.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Bye.